Well, what's GNU plus Linux? In 1984, I began developing an operating system, which is a free software replacement for Unix. Now, Unix in 1984 had hundreds of components. So developing a replacement meant developing a free replacement for every one of those components, except a few we could do without. So in 1992, we had almost the entire GNU system, but one essential important component was missing. That component is the kernel, which is the program that's the platform on which the other programs run. It allocates the computer's resources to other programs. So in 1992, Mr. Torvalds, who had written a proprietary kernel called Linux, liberated it. At that point, the combination of Linux and the incomplete GNU system made a complete free operating system, achieving the goal that I had announced in 1983. So the result was a system that was basically GNU, but also contains Linux. So it's the GNU plus Linux or GNU slash Linux system. You'll find that most people erroneously call the whole thing Linux, which means they're giving us no credit for our work. That's not nice. Please don't do that. Even if other people do that, please treat us right.